Coming to the investigations for the lesions, we are going to start with the baseline investigations and then narrowing it down to specific investigations and investigation for complications. Because we know that papillonecrotic tuberculite is a hypersensitivity reaction to Mycobacterium tuberculosis infection, the histopathology of the lesion will show that there are caseating granulomas, but the microorganism will not be detected. So the histopathology will be showing caseating granulomas in the dermis with the no acid fast bacilli seen with the special stains, but the PCR will be positive. Besides this, Mantoux test and IGRA should also be performed, which will show positivity. Especially the Mantoux test will be strongly positive. The treatment would be to give antituberculous drugs, after which these lesions will resolve within a period of 4 weeks. Then considering PLEVA, because we know that it is a reaction to any kind of a trigger, which can be infections or drugs, in which there is a reaction of the body leading to deposition of the CD8 positive T lymphocytes in the skin, producing necrotic lesions. These triggers can be infections in the form of viral infections or bacterial infections, including streptococcal infection, mycoplasma pneumoniae, herpes simplex, varicella zoster, herpes zoster, Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, hepatitis C or HIV. The drugs may include OCPs and estimazole. In PLEVA, besides these lesions, there will be constitutional symptoms as well, such as fever, arthralgias, myalgias, and anorexia. So in the histopathology of the lesions will show necrotic keratinocytes, interface dermatitis, basal layer vacuolar degeneration. The infiltrate will be comprised mainly of the CD8 lymphocytes, which will form a wedge-shaped lymphocytic infiltrate deep down into the dermis. The perivascular lymphocytic infiltrate will be present along with extravasation of the RBCs, but there will be no sign of leukocytoplasia, but without any vasculitis. Immunohistochemistry will show the presence of CD8 type of the T lymphocytes. We shall do the TCR gene rearrangement, which will show polyclonality. Then talking about the leukocytoclastic vasculitis, we know that it is also a type of a vasculitis which can be triggered by various infections, may be present in connective tissue disorders, but may be a sign of an underlying malignancy as well. Histopathology will show leukocytoclasia with vasculitis. Direct immunofluorescence should be done to detect any underlying connective tissue disorders, the presence of any autoantibodies.